Financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. I buy gold from Birch Gold, and they'll help you convert an existing IRA or an existing 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Dan to 989898 for a free information kit. Text Dan to 989898 today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Yesterday, there was a huge tragedy. We've learned some more about the bridge accident. You know, a big shout out to the people who did their best to save lives. Apparently, there was a Mayday call. Traffic was shut down. The cars they tragically again found in the water appear to be vehicles for the construction workers that were on the bridge. And, you know, listen, we don't virtue signal on this show, but I think one of the things I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, because this is a working class guy's show, and it'll always be. Always. You understand? I grew up in a working class family. Brother's an electrician. I was a cop. My dad was a plumber. My mom worked in the checkout counter. This is the working class guy's show, and it'll always be. And I mean that. You will always have a home here. To the construction workers out there, I was a cop. It's a dangerous job. You know the most dangerous job in America? Yeah, man, you got it. Construction. These guys were just filling potholes on the bridge. They're dead now, 6 of them. 2 managed to survive. So to all of you out there in the trades, you laborers, you craftsmen out there, construction workers, God bless you, man. They tragically died. But folks, it's incredible how, again, we're in this same death trap of stupid. There's a bunch of stuff from every angle of the political sphere where everybody's jumping to a conclusion when the solution to this problem is right in front of you. It's called the Bongino rule. It's not even my rule. I just jokingly call it that. It's basically called the common sense rule. Here's a better way to phrase this. Would you try to solve a math equation with 7 different variables missing? Or would you wait for the data to come in and go, it's probably easier to answer this question when I have the data? Here, let me give you a math problem. Tony, tell me if you can solve this. X plus Y plus Z plus A plus C minus X minus Y minus M and N equals 9. Tell me every variable. You'd be like, what the hell kind of stupid question is that? But this is what happens in this media environment. Because there's money and engagement. Everybody wants to come out with a theory. It was a terror attack. It definitely wasn't a terror attack. That's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory and it's a conspiracy theory. Why can't you just wait? Was it a terror attack? I don't know. It doesn't sound like one to me. But am I absolutely sure it isn't? No. So maybe just wait. How freaking hard is this? Holy shit, man. How hard is it to wait like a couple of days and wait for the data to come in? It looks like an accident. However, when you get bullshit artists like the Rolling Stone, right wingers are already pushing conspiracy theories about the Baltimore bridge collapse. I got to tell you, now I get worried. These guys have been on the wrong side of every story. I was reasonably convinced yesterday it's an accident. Now I'm like, oh shit, Rolling Stone's telling us it's a conspiracy theory about an attack. Who knows? Maybe we should look at that angle. That's how dumb these people are. Is it the same? By the way, hat tip Viva, who put this out there in a tweet. Is this the same Rolling Stone? Remember this story? Rolling Stone to pay $1.65 million to a frat over their discredited rape story? Is that the same outlet? I think it is, they're saying. The same one. Or is it the same Rolling Stone pushing the Trump pee-pee hoax story? A timeline of the Trump-Russia scandal. What do you mean? The one that didn't exist? Folks, listen to me. There is nothing wrong with you waiting on a story. Don't ever play anything safe. Again, that's stupid. But don't play it stupid either. You don't have to fall into these traps, these information traps. There are people on the left who would like nothing more than for you to jump to the conclusion it was a terror attack with no real hardcore evidence to come to that conclusion. There's also other people that want to call anyone asking a question like, hey, that is kind of odd that that happened. Oh, you guys are conspiracy theorists. Don't fall for either one of those. And I want one more thing I want to address on this too. Stop falling into the no evidence trap either. Sometimes I say that the left is so bastardized and destroyed the word evidence that it's lost all meaning. When the left says there's no evidence at all of a terror attack, that's not what they mean at all. What they mean is there's no evidence to draw a conclusion. There's always evidence of something. The question is, does the evidence lead to a conclusion? If I think Guy robbed the local bank and Guy knows he didn't, my evidence could be, well, Guy lives next to the bank. That's evidence. However, it's not evidence enough to draw a conclusion. They do this all the time. They say there's no evidence Joe Biden was involved in the Hunter Biden conspiracy. Really? What about the bank records, the texts? That's evidence. You may draw a different conclusion, but don't say there's no evidence. There's a lot of suspicious stuff that happened with this. Ask questions. Just don't fall into this media death cycle of stupid. Here's what I mean. Blaze Media. Ship that obliterated the Baltimore Bridge was involved in a previous collision. They note managed by a DEI captive company. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's a legitimate thing to report on, is it not? Folks, the media has fallen apart. It's an important story, but it's not an important story for the reasons some may think, okay? I get it. Like, this is a... The first impulse is to just want to poke fun at the media because it's funny, because they're so stupid, especially what's going on with NBC. But we have a real information crisis here. We do. And none of this is funny. It's really sad. You know, when I grew up, the FBI, I mean, that's all I wanted to do. All I wanted to be was an FBI agent. That is it, man. I like adored these guys, man. You showed me an FBI badge. It was this guy, Pat, I'll leave his last name out. He used to come into my high school at Malloy and give a speech about the FBI. And man, that was packed. That lecture was packed every time. He used to come into Mr. DiOrio's class because everybody idolized these guys. What happened to this agency? Institutions like the media and the FBI and even the upper ranks of our military are falling apart. This is nothing to celebrate, man. There's only something to cry about. I mean, actually cry, but you get the point. This is nothing to celebrate. The destruction of institutions. There's nowhere to go for truth anymore. Here's the problem. The left-wing media sucks so bad that even if evidence leading to a conclusion came out tomorrow, the actual circuit that broke on the ship, is they show it to you on TV. This is whatever, the fuse that blew. You get the point. No one's going to believe them. Because Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow and bullshit Brian Stelter and everyone else for years told you there was a PP tape, a collusion hoax, Trump wasn't spied on, the laptop was Russian, a face diaper was going to protect you against COVID, take the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID, there was no lab leak. Everything they tell you is bullshit. That's why the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, could walk out there with Biden tomorrow and say, here is the broken computer system that led to the malfunction on the ship. And folks, yes or no, nobody's going to believe them because you lie all the time.
More in a minute, but first.
Field of Greens. I take Field of Greens twice a day. I love it. I had some in green tea today. Then I put a little bit in some orange juice and water afterwards. It's delicious. It is a ground up, healthy, wholesome fruit and vegetable powder. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen by their team to help support your health. If I showed you my blood work at 49 from Field of Greens, you'd be like, this guy's not messing around. This stuff is the real deal. I promise you're going to love the product. For any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Can't beat that. Try Field of Greens today. Look at the back. Look at the label. You're going to love it. I got you 15% off your first order plus free rush shipping. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan. That's promo code Dan at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Love that stuff. Field of Greens. So ladies and gentlemen, we lost a hero the other day, Officer Diller from the NYPD. As many of you know, I was a police officer and a police cadet with the NYPD for a couple of years. And it was a transformative job in my life. It was a car stop. And as any police officer can tell you, the two probably most dangerous scenarios you're ever going to get in when you're a police officer are domestic violence situations which break bad like that. You got a husband who's been beating up his wife, who's in an emotionally like crazed state, and you get in between them. These things break bad. It was a one time I got assault, like literally assaulted. A guy hit me with an ironing board trying to attack his wife in East New York, Brooklyn. And my partner had to get him off me with his nightstick, had to like grab him under the arm. But another one is car stops. And there's a reason. You are walking up to a box you can't see into. It is like a shoebox. You don't see anything. You are by nature reacting. When you walk up to someone on the street, and that's why you say, can I see your hands? If they move, you move. You can see what they're doing. In a car, that dude rolls down the window like this with some tints on. That's it. Bang, you're dead. You have zero chance of getting to your firearm in time. That's not exactly what happened here, but it was a car stop scenario. We lost this heroic officer. And folks, just an unbelievable, again, lack of leadership. This is not a political situation. It's a tragedy. However, you got Donald Trump, who I've told you 1,000 times, has this natural impulse to want to care for people. When my mom died, he was one of the first people who called. I mean, that's just who he is. He's going to the wake today for this officer because that's his impulse to do that. And what's Joe Biden doing? In New York City, he's hosting a $25 million fundraiser with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Lizzo. Folks, how many times do I have to tell you? Snapshots and sound bites. This is the snapshot he wants? Donald Trump solemn at a wake comforting the family of this hero while he's sitting there listening to Lizzo music with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton? Is Bill Clinton going to go in the back room with one? This is a snapshot you want? How many times I got to tell you that? Nobody understands the soundbite and the snapshot better than Trump. And by the way, I'm not even remotely suggesting he's doing this for political reasons. I mean, it's amazing that this guy, Joe Biden's been in politics for 472 years and doesn't have the impulse to at least want to comfort these people. Personnel selections in the if Trump wins the presidency. The reason I don't address this a lot on my show, folks, is it becomes a lot of palace intrigue, number one. And secondly, you would be surprised how people have very fragile egos in this business. Can Evita, you're in the business a lot. Can you attest to what I'm saying? Like, people have very fragile, like, if you don't like kiss their ass, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. They wet their diaper. You got to like change them and stuff. Okay, that's why I don't get into all this palace intrigue BS. But Trump's VP is super important. I want to give you a couple of reasons. So let's talk Turkey about a really important issue. The VP, the vice presidential pick, and who it should be. First, a few things on this. And I want you to take this to heart here, okay? Number one, this vice president pick matters little, but matters a lot. Matters little? What are you talking about? Hold, Braves hearts, I'll hold. Just... why does it matter little? It matters little because everyone voting for Trump is pretty much voting for Trump. There are some election cycles where a vice presidential candidate can really electrify the base and maybe give you a slight bump in a swingy state or whatever. Folks, come on. Chatsters, back me up on this one. People, you know, people who are voting for Trump are not voting for a vice presidential pick. Unless Ronald Reagan resurrects himself from the dead and joins the ticket, it's really not going to make a difference. So in that respect, I think politically it matters little. Therefore, the Hippocratic Oath should apply, which is do no harm first. Because if it's not going to really help you, it's not. Everybody's like, oh, he's got to pick a woman. He's got to pick a minority candidate. He's got to pick someone competent, period. First, just do no harm. Don't hurt the ticket with one of these risky picks that some, you know, renegade focus group guy. Oh, pick this guy with the biker jacket. No, no, don't do any of that. Because it's not going to matter a lot on the upside. But it matters. So I said in the beginning, it matters a little, but it matters a lot. Well, why does it matter a lot? It matters a lot because Donald Trump's going to be a one-term president if he wins. And if the economy turns around and Donald Trump does what I know he can do, he'll have a glide path to his VP becoming his successor, who could then serve for two more terms. Folks, it's happened in modern history. We had Reagan, Bush. I mean, they weren't necessarily, you know, at least the Bush era, the greatest Republican ever afterwards. But however, we have done this before. You could have Trump, you know, person X, person X. I bring it up because Darren Beatty will be on my radio show later about the January 6th incident, some news he's got there. But he thinks J.D. Vance could be the best pick. Chatsters, I don't know what you think. I'd love to hear you chime in on this one. But I've got to tell you, at this point, I agree. I think J.D. is probably... Here, just go back to what I said. The pick is going to matter a little, but matter a lot. J.D. is not a particularly polarizing figure that people are going to go, oh, screw it, now I'm definitely leaving Trump. He's got a good amount of respect, even amongst the establishment crowd who reluctantly agrees he knows his stuff. He's definitely a MAGA guy. I got behind him fully in his Senate race. He knows the issues, and he creates a nice contrast in personality with Donald Trump. I think these two could really tear it up. He's from Ohio, obviously a swingy state, trending red. He knows his stuff. He fits all the criteria. Really? Why? Why? Why do you say, why, Chatsters, why are you, listen, I'm giving you my opinion. I want yours. But Tulsi, I like Byron too, but you know, Byron's from Florida, Trump's from Florida. Folks, remember, this do no harm first. Oh, this chat's really terrible. Mark, I love Mark Robinson. We need him in North Carolina. He's running for governor right now. And folks, some of these other picks, you're like, and I love you guys, but remember, it matters little, but matters a lot. Don't take a chance. I saw some of the names. They're great people. I love them. But these are people who they could that could break bad fast. JD's a reliable pick from a swing state. It's not going to hurt you. You could be president tomorrow.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.